आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ ब्राजील लुइस इनासियो लुला डा सिल्वा इन ब्राजीलिया टुडे। टू कंट्रीज टू साइन फोर एग्रीमेंट्स इन रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, counter terrorism, agricultural research and exchange of confidential information. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announces four new Amrit Bharat trains for Bihar. US extends reciprocal tariff suspension period from July 9th to August 1st. President Donald Trump announces 25% tariff on goods imported from Japan and South Korea. Unprecedented monsoon rains cause widespread destruction across Nagaland. India under 19 cricket team sealed 5-match youth ODI series against England 3-2. And Sanjog Gupta appointed new chief executive officer of International Cricket Council. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the members of the Indian diaspora as he arrived in the Brazil capital. Touched by the gesture, PM Modi described it as a memorable welcome while hailing the diaspora for staying connected with the roots. Prime Minister also shared some photographs in which an excited and enthusiastic diaspora can be seen holding the Indian tricolour and greeting Prime Minister Modi with folded hands. PM Modi was also greeted with traditional Brazilian samba and reggae performance. Prime Minister said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign four agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign four agreements or slash MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counter-terrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netambo Nandi Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Our correspondent reports that the visit is aimed at expanding the scope of bilateral relationship and explore new areas of cooperation in various key sectors such as hydrocarbons, rare earth materials, and unified payment interoperability, among others. Our correspondent covering the visit has filed the report on India-Namibia relationship.
Both India and Namibia have a shared history of anti-colonial struggle. The first ever diplomatic mission of Namibia, known as SWAPO that time, was set up in Delhi in 1986, even before the independence of Namibia. Today, both the countries share a wide range of areas of cooperation, including trade and investment, mining, diamond processing, energy, healthcare, defense, environment and biodiversity, and capacity building. The trade between the two countries is $600 million, and Indian investments in Namibia are about $800 million. Taking forward the partnership in wildlife conservation, 8 cheetahs were translocated from Namibia to India's Kuno National Park in September 2022. The upcoming visit is also set to explore new areas of cooperation in other sectors. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Windhoek.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that four new Amrit Bharat trains will be launched very soon from various cities of the country to Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav, who was in Bihar to inaugurate several railway projects, said that the four Amrit Bharat trains will run between New Delhi, Patna, Darbhanga, Lucknow, Malda Town, Lucknow, and Seharsa, Amritsar. We have more from a correspondent.
Rail Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced that a regular train will also be started from Jogbani to Erode to improve connectivity of Simanchal Bihar to southern India. He said the 53-kilometer Bhagalpur-Jamalpur third rail line will get nod soon and a budget outlay of 1,156 crore rupees will be sanctioned. Mr. Vaishnaw said with a budget outlay of more than 2,000 crore rupees for doubling of 104 kilometer long Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya rail section will also get approval. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The United States has delayed the implementation of its Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs until 1st of next month, providing additional time for affected countries to finalize interim trade deals with the U.S. Initially announced by President Donald Trump on April 2nd, the tariffs were to target several nations, including India, but the enforcement was paused for 90 days, giving trading partners until July 9th to reach agreements. The latest update announced via Trump's social media platform outlines new tariff rates on 14 countries, which will come into effect on August 1st. Trump has announced to impose a 25% tariff on goods imported from Japan and South Korea starting August 1st. Trump imposed steep tariffs on five additional countries, Myanmar, Laos, South Africa, Kazakhstan, and Malaysia, as part of his ongoing effort to correct trade imbalances. He said that the U.S. is ready to continue trade despite having a significant trade deficit with them, but it will be more fair and balanced trade. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has nominated U.S. President Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, citing his role in forging peace. During a private dinner at the White House marking the third meeting this year, Prime Minister Netanyahu personally handed President Trump a copy of the nomination letter he sent to the Nobel Committee. He praised Mr. Trump's efforts in promoting peace and security, particularly in the West Asia. India abstained from voting on the United Nations General Assembly UNGA resolution on the situation in Afghanistan and noted that a business-as-usual approach without new and targeted initiatives is unlikely to deliver the outcomes the international community envisions for the Afghan people. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, while delivering the explanation of the vote on the UNGA resolution, said that India is closely monitoring the security situation in Afghanistan.
As a long-standing partner, India has direct stakes in ensuring peace and stability in Afghanistan. Since the UNGA last considered this issue in November 2022, India has been actively engaging with regional and international stakeholders to promote peace, stability, and development in Afghanistan.
Unprecedented monsoon rains have caused widespread destruction across Nagaland with reports of severe flooding, landslides and infrastructure damage from multiple districts. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said it has received numerous reports of damaged homes, roads, bridges, paddy fields and jhum cultivations. In Dimapur, following flooding in several colonies, relief camps have been set up by DDMA Dimapur with Home Guards, Civil Defence and SDRF teams actively conducting rescue operations. In the state capital Kohima, a retaining wall collapsed below the Civil Secretariat, damaging two vehicles and obstructing access to key offices. Town areas also experienced flooding. Today is the sixth day of the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on the 3rd of this month is going on smoothly and seamlessly from twin routes of Noonwan Pehelgam Base Camp in South Kashmir's Anantnag District and Baltal Base Camp in Central Kashmir's Ganderbal District. We have a report.
With devotion and religious fervor, over 93,300 Yatris paid obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine during past 5 days. Every day, several thousand Yatris leave Jammu Basit Camp under multi-tier security cover all along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway till they reach safely to their respective base camps in Kashmir region. Yatris from across the country feel elated and content with all kinds of arrangements, facilities and secure environment in Kashmir region. Lakhs of Yatris are expected to participate in ongoing Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra this year. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Union Minister for Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said that tourism in Kashmir is showing a clear signs of revival following the April 22nd terror incident in Besaran village Pehelgam. He said the coordinated efforts of the Jammu and Kashmir administration and the central government has led to the rebuilding of public confidence. Speaking to media on the sidelines of the National Tourism Secretary's Conference in Srinagar, the minister said that the robust initiatives of the J&K government, supported by the centre, is helping restore trust among travellers and tourism stakeholders.
देश भर के टूरिज्म सेक्रेटरी जो टूरिज्म सब्जेक्ट से डील करते हैं वो जाकर के अपने प्रदेशों में इस तरह का मैसेज दें ताकि हमारा डोमेस्टिक टूरिज्म वापस कॉन्फिडेंस बिल्डिंग एक्सरसाइज के रूप में इसको लेते हुए ताकि बिल्डअप हो सके. ये कॉन्फिडेंस बिल्डिंग एक्सरसाइज जो है ये निश्चित रूप से फ्रूटिफाई होगी और आने वाले समय में कश्मीर का टूरिज्म जो है वापस उसी मुकाम तक आकर के पहुंचेगा.
In sports news, India have sealed the 5-match under-19 ODI series against England with a 3-2 victory. More in the sports roundup.
In the fifth and final ODI, the dead rubber, England defeated India by 7 wickets at Worcester. The Ayush Mathre-led men in blue had already clinched the series with a game to spare. Batting first, India posted 210 for 9. In response, the hosts chased down the target in just the 32nd over. The Indian under-19 team will now gear up for 2 U-Test matches against England, beginning on the 12th of this month in Beckenham. In other cricket news, Indian broadcaster Sanjog Gupta has been appointed as the new Chief Executive Officer of the International Cricket Council. ICC Chairman Jay Shah announced his appointment. Gupta, who started his career as a journalist, later served at several broadcasting entities and scaled up his sports portfolio with multi-language digital first and women-focused coverage. In tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner has advanced to the Wimbledon quarterfinals under dramatic circumstances after Grigor Dimitrov was forced to retire due to a pectoral injury. Dimitrov had dominated the early stages of match, winning first 2 sets 6-3, 7-5. Earlier, 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic came from behind to defeat Australia's Alex de Minaur 1-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 and secure a record-extending 16th quarterfinal appearance at the tournament. Manik Sharma, News Desk.
The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. The weather agency predicted that under the influence of low pressure area over southwest Gangetic West Bengal and its neighbourhood, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected to continue over central and adjoining eastern India during the next 3 days. The IMD estimated heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over the northwest parts of the country along the west coast during the next 4 days. The Met Department also forecasts light to moderate rainfall conditions over the national capital today. And now for a look at today's newspapers is over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. The BRICS Summit 2025 is covered prominently by most of the dailies. For India, climate justice is a moral duty, Prime Minister tells BRICS, leads the Asian age, while the Hindu quoting PM Modi says, India will give new form to BRICS in 2026. Prime Minister meets Malaysian and Cuban leaders on sidelines of BRICS, writes the statesman. August 1st deadline for deals as US sends tariff letters, leads Hindustan Times. The paper writes, Trump warns BRICS of extra 10% tariffs. Post-Operation Sindoor private sector may see big push for defense manufacturing, informs the Indian Express. Supreme Court to hear Bihar poll roll PILs on July 10th, reports the Tribune. International Cricket Council appoints Sanjog Gupta as its new CEO, states the Pioneer. And finally, on India's first ever test win over England at Edgbaston and Akash Deep's courage on and off the field, the Asian Age says, Akash dedicates good show to sister. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Two countries to sign 4 agreements on renewable energy, counter-terrorism, agricultural research and exchange of confidential information. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announces 4 new Amrit Bharat trains for Bihar. U.S. extends reciprocal tariff suspension period from July 9 to August 1st. President Donald Trump announces 25% tariff on goods imported from Japan and South Korea. Unprecedented monsoon rains cause widespread destruction across Nagaland. India under-19 cricket team seal 5-match youth ODI series against England 3-2. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.